Hong Kong University students wear masks, shout protest slogans at graduation. By John Hayward on November 7, 2019. Students at Chinese University of Hong Kong, CUHK, and Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, CUST, wore masks, shouted protest slogans, and waved banners before and during graduation ceremonies on Thursday. CUST students held a march from a nearby train station to the University Mall, carrying banners that read Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times and Five Demands, Not One Less, two major slogans of the protest movement, which is now 22 weeks old. Hong Kong people, resist. Good guys won't be cops, cops are jerks. No rioters, only tyranny. The students chanted as they marched. Many of them wore masks in defiance of the anti-mask executive order issued in October. When the marchers reached the university, they read a statement condemning Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam and the police for brutality toward the protest movement. CUK Vice Chancellor Rocky Tone countered during the graduation ceremony by condemning the vandalism of school property with spray-painted protest slogans and urging the graduates to embrace community spirit. He denounced the hateful actions of those who compromise the very nature of this ceremony. According to the Hong Kong Free Press, the marchers at one point encountered a student from China who brandished a knife at them and sang the Chinese national anthem. He claimed he needed the knife to defend himself from the pro-democracy students if they turned violent, referring to an incident at HUST the previous day in which a Chinese student shoved another student to the ground and was then set upon by several others. The knife wielder was escorted from the scene by campus security. Coincidentally, another Chinese youth, University of Hong Kong music student Chen Zimu, was sentenced to 6 weeks in jail on Thursday for carrying a retractable baton. When he was arrested in July, Chen claimed he needed the baton to defend himself against protesters. The graduation ceremony was abruptly halted due to special circumstances as soon as degrees were conferred. A university spokeswoman cited verbal disputes, graffiti, and unspecified disruptions as the reason for ending early. The students resumed demonstrating, hanging a banner in front of the library that declared "Heaven slays the Communist Party." Chow's condition deteriorated further on Thursday, with doctors fearing he may slip into brain death due to injuries sustained in a 13-foot fall from a parking garage on Monday. "One of ours is in hospital. Let's join his parents and all family members in supporting him. This is a very, very important message I hope we all can send to his family, that we are together with them. We look forward to seeing him again," HUST President Wei Shai said during his graduation ceremony speech. The HUST ceremony was interrupted twice when masked students ran on stage. Another student shouted, "Hope rests with the people, change starts with struggle," at Shai during the graduation.